Cecile Richards has died after battling brain cancer. I don't know if she got the jab and got turbo cancer. She's still only 67. Daughter of former Texas Governor Ann Richards revealed in January of last year that she was living with brain cancer, but vowed to continue her fight for abortion while battling her illness. Well, there you go. She's going to go out of this life killing babies. She oversaw nearly 4 million abortions while leading Planned Parenthood for 12 years, writes Breitbart. Imagine standing before God with all that blood on your hands and standing before God as someone who has spent their entire life, the two things that she's known for are her her rebellion to God, her anti-God persona, being celebrated by the Freedom From Religion organization and saying to them as they gave her awards. I don't know, did they give her a medal? Did they give her, what was it exactly? I don't know. We're going to quibble over that. But as they gave her her award, she said, yeah, it's all those Christians are out there always, you know, fighting to save babies' lives. I'm paraphrasing here, obviously. but imagine having to stand before God when you spent your whole life in rebellion to him and you have the innocent blood of millions of babies on your hands. And it's just not enough. You wanted more time so you could kill more babies. During that time, she grew massively grew the organization, the base of donors and volunteers, increased from 3 million to 11 million. She also raised more money than at any other point in Planned Parenthood's history and supercharged the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, the organization's political advocacy arm. That's where they get their money out of Washington. Everybody creates these political advocacy. They're lobbyists. Richards was at the helm of the organization when Planned Parenthood was accused of illegally harvesting and selling body parts from aborted babies. You know, the thing that Lala Harris and Javier Becerra, who's head of HHS under Biden, the thing that they persecuted David DeLine for exposing that crime. It's always the people that expose the crimes that go to jail, like John Kiriakou, David DeLine, and so forth. She stepped down in 2018, but still continued to work as an abortion activist. A few months before her death, Biden awarded her a Presidential Medal of Freedom. I guess the freedom to kill, right? And a private ceremony. Wow, she gets a private ceremony with him. This is how they elevate and worship the murder of babies. We have private ceremonies for them. Richards urged women to be bold in speaking about their abortions as well. Be proud of it. One day, our children and grandchildren may ask us, wait a minute, you're for abortion here. How does that work? One day, our children and grandchildren may ask us, when it was all on the line, what did you do? Yeah. You know what? God is asking her that right now. Right now. What did you do? So, again, you look at her life. Facing the end of her own life, said Dr. Monica Miller, Director of Citizens for Pro-Life America. So this is before she died. She said, Richards is facing the end of her own life. Many prayers must be said for her to pray that she will repent of her abortion advocacy and the killing of her own baby. She noted that Richards publicly admitted in 2015 to aborting her fourth child because she and her husband, quote, decided it was as big as our family needed to be, and that it, quote, wasn't anything more dramatic than that. Monica Miller says to kill another human being and to say there's no more to it than that is bone-chilling. Pray that she will know the love of God and that the God of life will be merciful to her. And yet, she thumbed her nose at God as well, to the very end. During her 12-year tender at Planned Parenthood, again, 3.5 million babies whose lives she dismissed as not really relevant to the discussion of abortion. And I talk about her shaking her fist at God. She was given awards by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Somehow they got that wrong, you know? It's freedom of religion that our constitutional Western society is about, not freedom from it. And, you know, I thought it was, when I saw this, I always think about when I think about abortion, always think about Psalm 139, right? Where it says, you form me, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. And I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I think about that. But you know what? Before that point, he says, you know, where can I go to hide from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Rhetorical questions. There's nowhere that you can go to flee from God. Now, for the Christian, that's a good thing. For the people who thumb their nose at God, that's not a good thing. The God who formed us in our mother's womb, that she spent her entire life trying to rip babies apart, that God you can't run from. But for the Christian, he says, where can I go? Wherever I go, even there you will lead me. Even there you will uphold me with your right hand. No such comfort for her. She had just written a book when she got this award from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. She titled her book, Make Trouble. Make Trouble. Well, she certainly did. And she said the very first sentence in your book, as the interviewer was talking to her, was, little lady, you're just trying to make trouble. And that was how she wanted to be remembered her whole life, as a troublemaker. Well, we will remember her as a mass murderer. Tell us about Sarah Weddington, the young woman who argued Roe v. Wade, they said in the interview, and then went to run for the state legislature. She said, well, she's an unrepentant feminist. As unrepentant as any woman that ever walked this earth. That's what she valued. She said, in terms of Trump and in terms of abortion, she said, you know, after Trump was elected, I got a call from Ivanka Trump who wanted to meet me. And she said she was wondering how she could help with Planned Parenthood. Well, that's kind of interesting to know, isn't it? And she said, was it a weird meeting? And she said it was, actually. It was a meeting at one of the golf clubs, a Trump golf club. And I guess Jared Kushner and Ivanka were there. And Jared said, look, we control everything now. Republicans have the White House, we got the House, we got the Senate. So if you want to keep your funding, you're going to have to make a deal with us, he said. He basically said, if Planned Parenthood will quit providing abortion, then I'll talk to Paul Ryan and maybe we can get you even more funding. And she said, well, first of all, that's never going to happen. We're not going to give up. We're not going to trade away women's access to abortion for money. Because, see, with Jared Kushner, everything is about money. And just remember how little they got done. Trump, the Trump administration did put on something they called a gag rule. They would cut funding to any organization that promoted abortion abroad, for example, or domestically. They would cut their Title X funding. But they still continued to fund it through Obamacare and through Medicare and other things like that. I've told the story before, but I remember when when the election was, it was George W. Bush was running, and I don't remember if it was the first or second time he was running. I guess it was the first time. I'm thinking about the church says that. And there's one lady there, and she and her husband are heavy hitter contributors to the church. And she said, so is anybody here not going to vote for George Bush? And I raised my hand. I said, I'm not voting for him. I said, I'm voting for Harry Brown. You're voting for somebody who supports abortion. I said, well, actually, he will do more to stop abortion than George W. Bush will, because Harry Brown will cut the spending, just because he doesn't like to spend the money on government programs, not because of what he thinks about abortion. But George W. Bush is going to tell you that he doesn't like abortion, but he's going to continue to give it money. She didn't like that. But that's the truth. That's the way I see it. And speaking of continuing to give him money, you know, he took off took off some of the Title X funding. But again, it flowed through with Obamacare, with Medicare. And you remember what happened with the CARES Act? Do you remember that Planned Parenthood got $80 million? You know, the stuff that was supposed to help small businesses. And as I said before, more than 50% went to big businesses. like Planned Parenthood, for example. More than 50% of the money went to big companies. 5% of the people got more than 50% of the money, and they were the big guys. Big guys like Planned Parenthood. And so Trump did fund them. And the GOP is now demanding an investigation to Biden's CDC because they're giving taxpayer funding to abortions overseas. They're not just telling people about it, but they're actually paying for abortions overseas under the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, is what he said. How does that help AIDS? Provide abortions.
That's right, boys and girls. There's a post-election sale on silver and gold. Trump euphoria has caused a dip in silver and gold. And it's time to buy some metals with fiat dollars before they come to their sense. Is go to davidknight.gold to get in touch with the wise wolf himself, Tony Arterburn. He knows where to look to find silver and gold.